Welcome to Explore Radio Origins. I'm Kellen McGee. When Dr. Robert Brown started teaching physics at Case Western Reserve University in 1970, he had no idea he'd be using his expertise in magnetic fields to hunt malaria. The earlier malaria is diagnosed, the more likely you are to survive, but most lab techniques can't be used in rural villages where malaria takes hundreds of thousands of lives a year.
We wanted to diagnose malaria with something fast, portable, cheap, and accurate, which sounds challenging.
Brown, his physics team, and his colleague from Case Western's Center for Global Health and Diseases, Dr. Brian Grimberg, worked up an idea. When the malaria parasite invades red blood cells, it can't digest the iron in the cells.
So it sequesters it. It tries to separate it out. And when it does that, it actually ends up making this little magnetic crystal, a little iron crystal. Those little crystals are floating around in the infected blood.
If you hold a refrigerator magnet near a sample of this infected blood, you can line these iron crystals up in the magnetic field. Then, if you shine polarized light from a laser through it, the lined up crystals will block the light, just like your polarized sunglasses.
Even when you have one part in a million of infected blood, you end up being able to see the difference.
Explore Radio Origins is produced by the Institute for the Science of Origins at Case Western Reserve University and WKSU.